Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Amen. Good evening, brothers and sisters. Happy Preparation Day. I just want to welcome you to Advent Light Ministry Prayer Line. Pray that all had a blessed week so far. We're going to play a couple more songs before we get started. Amen. Amen.
Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, redeemed through His infinite mercy, His child and forever I am.
Whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. Proverbs 28:13. The conditions of obtaining mercy of God are simple and just and reasonable. The Lord does not require us to do some grievous thing in order that we may have the forgiveness of sin. We need not make long and wearisome pilgrimages or perform painful penances to commend our souls to the God of heaven or to expiate our transgression. But he that confesseth and forsaketh his sin shall have mercy. The Apostle says, "Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed." James 5:16. Confess your sins to God, who only can forgive them, and your faults to one another. If you have given offense to your friend or neighbor, you are to acknowledge your wrong, and it is his duty to freely forgive you. Then you are to seek the forgiveness of God, because the brother you have wounded is the property of God, and in injuring him, you sinned against his Creator and Redeemer. The case is brought before the only true Mediator, our great High Priest, who was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin, and who is touched with the feeling of our infirmities, and is able to cleanse from every stain of iniquity. Hebrews 4:15. Those who have not humbled their souls before God in acknowledging their guilt have not yet fulfilled the first condition of acceptance. If we have not experienced that repentance which is not to be repented of, and have not with true humiliation of soul and brokenness of spirit confessed our sins, abhorring our iniquity, we have never truly sought for the forgiveness of sin, and if we have never sought, we have never found the peace of God. The only reason we do not have remission of sins that are past is that we are not willing to humble our hearts and comply with the conditions of the Word of Truth. Explicit instruction is given concerning this matter. Confession of sin, whether public or private, should be heartfelt and freely expressed. It is not to be urged from the sinner. It is not to be made in a flippant and careless way, or forced from those who have no realizing sense of the abhorrent character of sin. The confession that is the outpouring of the inmost soul finds its way to the God of infinite pity. The psalmist says, "The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit." Psalm 34:18. True confession is always of a specific character, and acknowledges particular sins. They may be of such a nature as to be brought before God only. They may be wrongs that could be confessed to individuals who have suffered injury through them. Or they may be of a public character, and should then be as publicly confessed. But all confession should be definite and to the point, acknowledging the very sins of which you are guilty. In the days of Samuel, the Israelites wandered from God. They were suffering the consequences of sin, for they had lost their faith in God, lost their discernment of his power and wisdom to rule the nation, lost their confidence in his ability to defend and vindicate his cause. They turned from the great ruler of the universe and desired to be governed as were the nations around them. Before they found peace, they made this definite confession: "We have added unto all our sins this evil, to ask us a king." 1 Samuel 12:19. The very sin of which they were convicted had to be confessed. Their ingratitude oppressed their souls and severed them from God. Confession will not be acceptable to God without sincere repentance and reformation. There must be decided changes in the life. Everything offensive to God must be put away. This will be the result of genuine sorrow for sin. The work that we have to do on our part is plainly set before us: wash you, make you clean, put away the evil of your doings from before mine eyes. Cease to do evil, learn to do well, seek judgment, relieve the oppressed, judge the fatherless, plead for the widow. Isaiah chapter 1, verses 16 and 17. If the wicked restore the pledge, give again that he had robbed, walk in the statutes of life, without committing iniquity, He shall surely live, he shall not die. Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 15. Paul says, speaking of the work of repentance, ye sorrowed after a godly sort, what carefulness it wrought in you, yea, what clearing of yourselves, yea, what indignation, yea, what fear, yea, what vehement desire, yea, what zeal, yea, what revenge. In all things ye have approved yourselves to be clear in this matter. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 11. When sin has deadened the moral perceptions, the wrongdoer does not discern the defects of his character, nor realize the enormity of the evil he has committed, and unless he yields to the convicting power of the Holy Spirit, he remains in partial blindness to his sin. His confessions are not sincere and in earnest. To every acknowledgment of his guilt, he adds an apology in excuse of his course, declaring that...
Amen. Amen. Good evening, brothers and sisters, and thank you for joining us this evening on Advent Light Ministry Prayer Line. This is Sister Carla, and I will be your host. We'll start with a word of prayer. Kind and loving Father, we thank you for this day, O Lord. This holy day of preparation, O Father, as we know the Sabbath is right upon us. We thank you for health and strength. We thank you for your protection. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your love. We thank you for who you are. Lord, you are holy, and you are worthy to be praised, O Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Please forgive us of all our iniquity or our transgression, O Father. Help us how to come before you, O Father, so that our sins can be blotted out. How to come before you with reverence, O Father, with thanksgiving, with honor and praise, O Father. How to glorify your name. You are Lord of Lords, King of Kings, Lord. There's no one like you, and we just want to thank you for each and every one on this line, those that will be joining us and those that are joined to us, our family, our friends, O Father. We want to lift them up also. We ask that you will bless them in the mark way, Lord. Bless our testimony. Bless our prayer requests, O Father. May you answer them accordingly, O Lord. And even the speaker, Lord, bless him in a mark way, O Father, as he will be bringing the message this evening, O Father. Fill him, Lord, with your Holy Spirit, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, O Father. You said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest, Lord. We're coming unto you from our heavy labor from 6 days, O Father. We want rest from sin, O Father, rest from work cares, O Father, rest from everything, O Lord, that draws away from you, O Father. May we have this true repentance of heart. May we have a true worship unto you. Help us to keep the Sabbath day holy, because we cannot do it within our own strength. Again, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify, we magnify your name, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. Amen, brothers and sisters. Please press 1 if you have a prayer to read in, a testimony, or if this is your first time joining us, please press 1 so that I can open your line. We know the Lord is good, and he is worthy to be praised. Amen. Just want to read something from Spirit of Prophecy. It says, has the Sabbath always been sacredly observed? There would never have been an atheist or an idolater. The Sabbath institution, which originated in Eden, is as old as the world itself. It was observed by all the patriarchs from creation down. During the bondage in Egypt, the Israelites were forced by their taskmasters to violate the Sabbath, and to a great extent, they lost the knowledge of the sacredness. When the law was proclaimed at Sinai, the very first word of the fourth commandment were, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, showing that the Sabbath was not then instituted. We are pointed back for its origin to creation in order to obliterate God from the mind of man. Satan aimed to tear down this great memorial. If man could be led to forget their creator, they would make no effort to resist the power of evil, and Satan would be sure of his prayer. And this is also taken from Patriots and Prophets, page 489. And we see what's going on in the world today, brothers and sisters. Many people doesn't keep the Sabbath, and many don't know the Sabbath because they're used to going about doing, you know, worldly thing on the Sabbath, on God's holy day, because man has instituted Sunday. And we see we're going back, that they're going to want everyone to worship on the day that God have not set apart as holy. So may we be faithful, may we stand no matter what, and may the Lord help us and give us strength to endure in these last days, my brothers and sisters. Amen. Again, please press 1 to share your testimony, your prayer request, scripture reading. God is good and he's worthy to be praised, brothers and sisters. And I will go ahead and open the line for the first caller that has pressed 1 on their keypad. 225-337, your line is now open.
Good evening, sisters and brothers, and happy Sabbath. And I just want to read the Decalogue, amen. And I'm reading Exodus 20, verse 1 through 7. I'm going to read verse 1 through 11, amen. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in the heavens above, or that is in Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in the heavens above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the father upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shall thy labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day, Sabbath of the Lord thy God, in it thou shalt not do any work, thou nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy strangers that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. So I just want to thank God for his word, and I am so blessed to be able to read and study the 6 days that God gives man to work, and by God's grace, that seventh day is holy, holy unto Jehovah, because he is our creator, and I'm grateful to know what he has done. You know, sisters and brothers, every day of the week, we will get up and we will just be busy about our business. But when God said, he set aside his day, and he said, do no work, I just want to thank him, because you know what? Our mind is prone to just get up and work in the kitchen or work somewhere or do something. But this day belongs to God. So I want to thank the Lord for allowing me to sit down in my recliner and raise up my feet and relax. So I'm thanking him. Praise God, from whom all blessing flows. Thank you, Sister Carla, for opening my line, and I'm praising the Lord tonight, thanking him for what he done. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Leola. Yes, that is so true. Just this week, it was just so much to do. And with the garden, and when it, you know, it's been raining the past week or days, and everything's growing, including the weeds, and time to get the weeds out before they overtake the garden. And it's, you know, it's so hot outside, and it's just like, you know, trying to keep up with all the weeds. It can be a struggle for one person, but I just thank the Lord for his goodness. I thank him for strength, and I thank him for saying this, you know, okay, you got to take a break to gain strength for the, you know, for the first day of the week, to go back to your busy work. And, of course, during that time, you know, giving him praise and thanks and talking to him and having personal time with him. So praise the Lord. Thank you again, Sister Leola, for sharing. Amen. Again, please press 1 so that I can open your line. Happy Preparation Day, brothers and sisters, and thank you for joining us today. If you are a new caller, we will encourage you to press 1 if you would like to tell us your name and where you're calling from, brothers and sisters. We are blessed to be on this prayer line. We're also on the internet, and it's worldwide, especially in South Korea, Japan, the Netherlands, Canada. We have a lot of viewers via the internet, and we just thank the Lord for each and every one of my brothers and sisters, those show on the map, but there is people throughout the world, but these are where more of the audience, and of course the United States. So praise the Lord for brothers and sisters near and far, and how the Lord is working within their hearts and within their home and communities, that we all will go out and proclaim the soon coming of our Lord Jesus. Amen. So I'll go ahead and open the line for 518-482. Your line is now open.
Good evening, my dear brothers and sisters. This is my favorite day of the week, and I'm so happy to be here. You know, during this week, there's so much went on, but I just thank the Lord for my life, which he has spared. He has kept me from being sick, because I have a friend that came down with the virus, and I had to pay a little attention to her. I'm trying to take things to her and helping her out. And apart from that, I had to go to the nursing home to help my brother, and that was very good. I was happy to see him, because I saw improvement in him. At least he had a walker that they tried to walk him now, and that was a lot of improvement. I was so happy to see him, that we clean him up nicely, give him a shower, oh, and leave him looking very shine for the rest of the week. So I thank God that I could have gone there to assist him in helping the aides there to do their work. So I give God all the praise, especially for my health and strength, that I can help somebody else. Because he says, if you cannot help nobody, then what are you living for? Your living is in vain. So it is my happiest desire, and my happiest time is when I can help, because I helped people for so many years, for over 20 years. So God is so good to me that I could still help, and I thank him. I praise him. I give him praise for this Sabbath. It's a few weeks now I couldn't come on the line. For some reason, last night I couldn't get on the line, but I am happy to be here this evening. I'm asking you that you will continue to pray for my brother who is in the home there. He's doing well, but my sister who is in the Poconos, I don't know how she's doing, because we can't see her. We tried to get her this down here, but there's so much going on. We don't know why the papers are all finished. processing. I don't know why they don't can't allow her to come down here. So please keep praying for us as a family that we will get her here where we can give her a little more assistance, where we could see her. And I thank God for this Sabbath day of rest, because this week has been a very busy week for me. And I just thank God for giving me the strength to do all that I have to do and to finish on time to welcome his Sabbath day of rest. So I just want to sing a favorite, one of my favorite hymns. Maybe it's two verses or one. A Sabbath hymn. I did not find it. Just give me a chance. Yes, give me a chance. Whoa, I don't even have it. Well, I do not find a Sabbath hymn, but it says, "Oh, Master, I want to sing this song. Oh, Master, let me walk with thee." Oh, Master, let me walk with thee in lowly paths and service free. Tell me thy secret, help me bear the strain of toil, the fret of care. Help me the slow of heart to know by some clear winning word of love. Teach us thy wayward feet to stay and guide us in the homeward way. Teach me thy patience there with thee in a closer, dearer company, in work that keeps faith sweet and strong, in trust that triumphs over all. And my heart's desire on this beautiful Sabbath afternoon, beginning of another Sabbath, is my desire is to walk with God and to show others the pathway that they may able to choose, make that same decision in working for Jesus. Happy Sabbath to one. Happy Sabbath to all online. God bless you all.
Amen. Amen.
Open my line. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Nellie. If we have time, I'm not sure. If you find the Sabbath song, I can probably open your line again. But if we don't have time, we'll do it. I'll sing it. Excuse me?
Yes, I could find one.
Okay,
yes.
So I'll open your line in a few minutes again if we have time. Thank you, and thank you
okay.
for sharing.
You're welcome.
God bless. God bless. Praise the Lord. Thank you, brothers and sisters, again for joining us. Happy Sabbath. Some are still in the preparation hour. Praise the Lord. Happy Preparation Day, brothers and sisters. It's truly good to be on the line with brothers and sisters from near and far and to come and talk of the goodness of God, to pray for others, as the song say, I pray for those that I love. There's so many beautiful songs with praying in it, and we should be praying because it's a weapon, and it's also communion with our Lord, our King of Kings, and talking to him as a friend and meditating upon his word. This is so good to be doing these things, oh Lord, and brothers and sisters, I'm sorry, and to talking to our Lord and to commune with him. Amen. So, again, if there's anyone who would like to share, please go ahead and press 1 on your telephone keypad, which will indicate to me that you would like to share, brothers and sisters, before it's too late, because around the 10 minutes after 8, we will the speaker will come on. So I want to give everyone an opportunity to share And if not, you can also join us on Sunday evening at the same time, which is last day event, and also Thursday, which is Health Reform Thursday, and it's at the same time. So please let others know about this prayer ministry line so that they can come and give their testimony and also receive a blessing. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. So until one of my brothers and sisters would like to share, I will go ahead and read. Again, please press 1 on your telephone keypad, and it will indicate to me that you would like to share a testimony or a prayer request, or you would like to, you know, sing a song or also offer a word of prayer. We know more prayer, more power. And Council on Health and Food and Diet, this is 270.3. It says, none should feel at liberty to spend sacred time in an unprofitable manner. It is displeasing to God for Sabbath keepers to sleep during much of the Sabbath. They dishonor their Creator in so doing, and by their example say that the 6 days are too precious for them to spend in resting. They must make money, although be by robbing themselves of needed sleep, which they make up by sleeping away holy time. They then excuse themselves by saying, the Sabbath was given for a day of rest. Have you heard that, brothers and sisters? I know I've heard that, and I've used that, or I've rested on the Sabbath, usually when I overeat, or as Sister White Reading said, you know, you overwork during that week. But thank the Lord by faith that, you know, I will not do those or any of those. Continue reading. The Sabbath was given for a day of rest. That's what they would say by oversleeping or resting on the Sabbath. I will not deprive myself of rest to attend meeting, for I need rest. Such make a wrong use of the sanctified day. They should upon that day especially interest their families in its observance and assembly at the house of prayer with the few or with the many. They should devote their time and energy to spiritual exercise, that the divine influence resting upon the Sabbath may attend them through the week. Of all the days in the week, none are so favorable for devotional thoughts and feelings as the Sabbath. What a blessing. Amen. Amen. So, amen. Yes, Brother Ricardo, you can send it. Yes, praise the Lord. God is so good. And as we see family, usually fathers, you know, they work so far away from their family, and sometimes they're gone the whole week. And, you know, they have this one day to come and to, you know, assemble with their family and to worship the Lord with their family. And we know that God did not make any mistake when he said, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. So it's a blessing to know that we angels and the whole universe are keeping the Sabbath. So what a blessing, brothers and sisters. Again, if there's anyone that would like to share, please press 1 on your telephone keypad. Which will indicate to me that you will like to share on your telephone keypad, which will indicate to me that you would like to share, and I will go ahead and open your line. So I'll open the line for the next caller, which is 985-232. Your line is now open. Happy Sabbath.
Good evening, sisters and brothers. This is Sister Brenda calling from Hummer, Louisiana. Happy Sabbath. Thank God for another day. I would like to read a devotion prayer. Dear God, I would like to use this time to thank you for all of your sons and daughters who are dedicated to doing your work and loving you wholeheartedly. Lord, I thank you that you will keep them strong in their time of need, and may you continue supplying them with the wisdom and understanding that they need to continue propagating your gospel. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Amen. I just thank God for his words of wisdom and thank God for what he want us to do. And we thank him for everything he's doing for us and will do for us in the continuing. So I just want to ask for prayer for the family and for our brothers and sisters and worldwide, for all those that's confined in facilities under the bridges and wherever they may be, even on our prayer line and off our prayer line, when they may need a prayer. We know we all need a prayer, and we just want to ask the Lord to continue our study and words of wisdom and understanding, and ask for the ones that don't have no church or home but God. Because they really need God. Because my daughter was in the store last night, her and her boyfriend, and a big war broke out in the store. And thank God she was in the car, and her boyfriend was in the store. And he lived in the area, Baton Rouge, and he knew how to maneuver to get himself out the store. And they just was tying the store up. Thank God he didn't shoot, but they were fighting and everything. They just tore up the store. So I just thank God she didn't go in the store, and he knew how to get out. So I just thank God he came out alive. She said he came out. He just did this one thing for me. He said, I want to get your mom a little token out the ATM machine, but she's so nice. And she said he almost lost his life. God forgive him. It's not funny, but just he just wanted to reward me because I'm always having the kids, and he never seen a mom take care of kids like me. So just keep them in prayer, and I thank God for him. He's a nice fellow. So I thank God. So God be the glory to him. He made it out fine. So just keep everyone in prayer, and God bless. And yeah, Brother John, amen.
Yeah, this is Brother John from Houma, Louisiana. Hope everyone's having a blessed day or night, whatever part of the world it is right now. And I thought about a scripture I would like to mention, because I said I would probably do some that I haven't reading and learning on. But dear God, thank you for the incredible gift of your son, Jesus Christ, through his death and resurrection. We have been sent from death and given eternal life. Our salvation sets us apart in the midst of darkness. Thank you for overcoming darkness, O Lord. May we live our lives shining brightly to bring your glory and draw others to you. In Jesus' name, amen. And I just want to say one more time that where it was resurrection. I paused on for a second. So God bless. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Brenda, and thank you, Brother John, for coming on and sharing. And I thank the Lord that young man's life was protected, and you know, praise the Lord, he's still alive, so you can share with him the word of God. And, you know, I pray that he will give his his heart to the Lord, and he will accept the Lord as his personal Savior. Amen. Thank you again for sharing. Again, brothers and sisters, please press 1 so that I can open your line. And please be brief so that we can get everyone, that everyone can share. And if we don't, if you don't have get a chance to share, brothers and sisters, please join us again on Sunday evening at the same time or Thursday evening. And Sunday is last day event, and Thursday is Health Reform Thursday. So I'll go ahead and open this line again. Please be brief. 225-337. Your line is now open.
Amen. I just have, I want to sing a song. I'll sing the first and the last stanza since I have to hurry. And the song is All the Way. All the way, my Savior, lead me. What have I to ask beside? Can I doubt his tender mercy, who through life has been my guide? Heavenly peace, divinest comfort, here by faith in him to dwell. For I know whatever befall me, Jesus do it all things well. For I know whatever befalls me, Jesus do it all things well. All the way I said you lead us, oh, the fullness of his love. Perfect rest to me is promised in my Father's house above. When I wake to life immortal, wings my flight to rim of day. This my song through endless ages, Jesus, Jesus, lead me all the way. This my song in endless ages, Jesus, lead us all the way. Amen. I'm glad to hear Brother John read his scripture. I'm praising the Lord to hear that. I'm grateful. I'm grateful Amen. To hear that. So I want to just say thank you and God bless. So keep me and keep my family in prayer and also the prayer line. Amen.
Yes, amen. Thank you, Sister Leola, for coming on and sharing and also for singing that song. All the way, my Savior, lead me, brothers and sisters. We should be led by our Savior and by no one else, and he will lead us in the right course. Amen? And he said he'll never leave us or forsake us, so let us continue to be encouraged. I'll go ahead and open the line for 518-744. Your line is now open. Happy Sabbath.
Happy Sabbath, Sister Carla. This is Brother Rick from Fort Ann, New York, and just praising the Lord for this week. It's now almost Sabbath. I'm standing out on the side of my house next to my garden and just watching the sun. It's almost set now. Oh, what a beautiful day we're having. What a beautiful week. We had some cooler weather, but now it's warming up nicely, and it's just a gorgeous day. And I was just excited to hear Sister Brenda's story that she was talking about. And then Brother John got on. And, you know, it's just it's a joy to hear the brothers and sisters and what the Lord has been doing for them. So I'm just thanking him for that. And just wanted to say that my wife and I just got done with our worship here just a few minutes ago. We were reading the chapter in the Great Controversy, The Scriptures as a Safeguard. And, we need to read that every so often to remind ourselves how important it is for us to be in God's Word, because nothing is going to save us from the last deceptions of Satan except for we have a knowledge of the Scriptures, it says in that book. And I know the only reason we are on this line is because we want to be in heaven. We want to be one of the number of the redeemed. So it's very important for each one of us to be in the Scriptures so they can be our safeguard against Satan's last deception. So I won't take up too much time, sister, but just wanted to say thank you to the brothers and sisters for praying for me, and I will keep them in prayer also. And just wanted to have prayer for my family, my daughter Ashley. And tomorrow I had talked about my young friend John. He is my closest neighbor, which isn't very close, but I mean, he lives a little ways through the woods. But he is coming over tomorrow, and we are going to be reading some of Ellen White's books that he has. He's been wanting someone to read them with him, and we're going to do a little bit of study on the Bible. We were supposed to get together last week, but I was out visiting my parents, so this week will be our first study, and he is actually going to church with me instead of, he's been going to a Sunday church, but he's coming to church with me tomorrow. I got to stop and pick him up early, so just want to keep John in prayer that the Lord will, you know, impress his mind. He has a fairly serious case of Asperger's, so he doesn't think quite the same as, you know, you and I do. And I know that the Lord can reach his mind. You know, his mom is very upset because, you know, she tries to work with him, and he just has a totally different way of seeing things and thinking about things. And I know that God can reach him. I know that God can, you know, clear up his mind so John can understand his truth. So please pray for John as we study, that he will come to a real knowledge, a true knowledge of what God wants to do for John. So just thank you, sister, for opening my line. And I will be here listening. Thank you.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Brother Rick, yes, for coming on and sharing. And, yes, we will keep your friend John in prayer. And I will open your line in a few minutes again for you to offer a word of prayer. Amen. Thank you again, Brother Rick, for coming on and sharing. May the Lord truly bless you. Thank you again. Amen. I'll go to the next caller again. Happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us. Praise the Lord. We will be starting on time to give the speaker enough time for the message, because we know the Sabbath message, each and every message is good, but when we come together on the Sabbath day to sit at the Lord's feet to hear the special message and for our hearts to be, you know, open up and to, you know, the week and contemplate on our life and what we also be doing or what we're not doing and the things that we should be confessing and things we should be talking about. This is the time for us to come together and commune with the Lord and with each other. Amen. So I will go ahead and open the line for 272-770. Blessed Sabbath, your line is now open.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Carla, for opening my line. Happy Sabbath to all my beloved brothers and sisters. And I'm so grateful that the Lord has brought me through another week. I'm so grateful to be on the prayer line with all my precious brothers and sisters this evening. And I just give the Lord all praise, honor, and glory, because without God we could do nothing. And he's so worthy to be praised. And I just would like to sing a song, if I may, Wonderful Words of Life. Amen. Sing them over again to me, wonderful words of life. Let me more of their beauty see, wonderful words of life. Words of life and beauty, teach me faith and duty. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Christ the blessing one gives to all, wonderful words of life. Sinners lift to their loving call, wonderful words of life. All so freely giving, going up to the heavens. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful wonderful words of life. Oh, pardon and peace to all. Wonderful words of life. Jesus, Holy Savior, sanctified forever. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life.
Amen. I thank you so much, my dear sister. I just want to ask for prayer requests. Amen. For my family, asking for prayer requests for all my precious brothers and sisters on this prayer line. And also lifting up my sons, Taiwan, Tony, and my daughter, Kiosha. I'm also praying for a young man I met at the Walmart who said that he wanted to commit suicide. So I'd like to lift him up in healing, protective prayer. And his name is Shaka. Prayer for him and his family, that the Lord will touch him in a mighty way and change his thoughts. God can do all things, so I'd like a special prayer for him, and also prayer for Sister Eva, prayer for her, that the Lord will be with her and strengthen her and guide and keep and protect her. So I thank you so much, my sister, for opening my line. God bless you all. Happy blessed Sabbath, and I love you all. Have a blessed night. Amen. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Tamika. Yes, we will keep your family in prayer, and also the dear brother, Brother Shaka. Amen. Thank you again for the song. Wonderful words of life. And we know Jesus is the wonderful word of life. He is the word become life. He is the living word. Amen. So God is truly good. I'll go ahead and open the next line again. Press one, brothers and sisters, if you would like to share very quickly so that we can do a special prayer in a few minutes. I just want to thank each and every one of you for joining us this evening. 518-951, your line is now open. Happy Sabbath.
Happy Sabbath, my dear beloved. I was just waiting for my call. God is so good. God is so great. I just want to thank God for this blessed Sabbath day that he has kept us and that we are here to fellowship with the Lord tonight. It's the blessed day and night that God gave us, a rest night and also a temperance night, a night where we can just focus our mind upon the goodness of God and what he has done for us and be grateful to see that he died on the cross, Calvary's cross for us, you know, and I just want to thank God for this Sabbath and just asking, not asking, just giving thanks for everything that he has done. Right through Monday to Friday, I have been asking him for blessings, and I just want to give thanks for all the blessings that he has given unto me from Friday till this blessed, from last Friday preparation day to this preparation day that he has kept us and we are here. So I just want to give God thanks for that. Blessings and happy Sabbath, my dear beloved. God bless.
Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Powell, for sharing. Yes, it's a blessed Sabbath day, and it's a day of meditation upon the word of God, a day of rest, holy rest, a day of communing with our Savior. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'll go to the next caller again. Happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us. 347-238. Your line is now open.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you for opening my line. And I just want to thank God for another week. As the song says, safely through another week, God has brought us on our way. Let us now a blessing seek, waiting in his court today. Day of all the week the best, emblem of eternal rest. Day of all the week the best, emblem of eternal rest. Yes, my name is Sister Wright, Sister Annette Wright Hamfield, and I'm just giving God praise. I am so happy that the Lord has blessed us and has kept us through another week. We are home safe and sound. And, you know, God is such a good God. We have to thank him. I saw this thing on the YouTube this week where a gentleman appears to have half of a body. He walks on his hands. And I'm telling you, when I saw him, I've seen something like that before, and I thought it was a trick. Because, you know, some things that you see on the internet is not really reality. You know, they can do all sorts to make things appear as if it were, you know, something else. And when he gave his experience of how he was born that way, I give God glory. I thank him for my hands and feet. I thank him for the fact that I can breathe. I can walk. I have understanding. You know, I give him praise because God is a good God, and there are others out there who wish they were in the same position as we are. Sometimes we take these things for granted that we have legs to walk on. So I just want to lift up the name of the Lord, and I just want to give him glory. I pray in the name of Jesus that when he comes back, every single individual on this line tonight will make it to his kingdom. In the name of Jesus, amen. Thank you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Annette, for sharing that song and just sharing that testimony. Praise the Lord. Just want to welcome you this evening on Advent Light Ministry. May the Lord continue to truly bless you and your family, my dear. God bless you. Amen. Amen. So I'll go ahead and Brother Rick will give us a word of prayer, but we have one more Sabbath song from Sister Consonelli. Let's see if she's ready. And brothers and sisters, if you did not get a chance to share, or, you know, please join us again Sunday evening or Thursday evening. And I'll open Sister Consonelli line. Amen.
All right.
Amen.
I'm going to sing the song, We Love Thy Sabbath, Lord. It's in your hymn book, if you have your hymn book. It's 390. You could follow the words of the song. I love this Sabbath song. We love thy Sabbath, Lord, and worship at thy will. Oh, may this hour sweet peace afford and deeper faith instill. Thine angels sang for joy, creation's work to see. We to this day would raise our hearts in grateful praise to thee. Praise for thy wondrous love that sealed this sacred day, a sign that all may understand we owe thy sovereign sway. Great Creator King, through thy redeeming grace, renew and sanctify our hearts that we may see thy face. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you very much, Consonelli, for that song. We love thy Sabbath, Lord, and yes, we do. And if we don't, we should be, or we should ask the Lord to teach us how to love the Sabbath. Now we're going to go into a word of prayer, and Brother Rick, I will open your line to give us a word of prayer. Amen. Before we bring on Brother Ricardo. Amen. Your line is now
open. Amen. Thank you, Sister Carla.
Well, what a beautiful song. Sister Carla Continelli just sang. That's just amazing. So let us bow our heads, brothers and sisters, as we seek the Lord. Oh, Father, we are just in awe of your goodness to us, Lord. It is now the drawing near of the Sabbath, Lord, as I'm outside here, as the sun is just setting over the horizon, Lord, and been gracious and kind and merciful to us through another week, Lord. You have brought us through safely. You have brought us through with much more than we deserve, oh Lord. Oh, Father, tonight as we bring in the Sabbath day, may you send your Holy Spirit, Lord, to open up our minds, our thoughts to you, Lord, that the thoughts that we have, Lord, would be true and righteous, Lord, that the thoughts that we have would be for good for others, Lord, that we'd be looking to do all we can to help others to know you, to come to you, Lord, to point them to you so that you can bless them, Lord, with your goodness and your grace as you have us, O Lord. O Father, we thank you for this prayer line. It's such a wonderful time we get together, share and praise you, Lord, and hear the testimonies of your goodness to each person. Lord, we heard Sister Brenda, Brother John, we heard Sister Powell, we heard Sister Continelli, we heard Sister Leola, and another sister, Lord, I didn't catch her name. She was just on singing such a beautiful song, Lord. And Father, you've heard all the praises, and Lord, the requests also, Lord. We have requests because, Lord, we are weak, we are erring, we are human, and Lord, we need you because you are divine, you are holy, you are the creator, the sustainer of all, Lord, and we just lift up person on this prayer line to you tonight, Lord, and their families, Lord, and the requests that they have made, Lord. Father, we all have family members that are erring. They're running from you, O Lord. Oh, Father, we just want you to bring them back to you, Lord. May you convict their hearts tonight, O Lord. May they turn to you, Lord, and feel your goodness. Father, when we are running from you, we don't realize your goodness because we are too busy trying to get away from you, Lord. So, Lord, as we are lifting up our brothers and sisters, Lord, may they feel your goodness and turn back to you as they have in former days, Lord. And maybe some have not ever turned to you, Lord. We just do lift them up to you, Lord, that they would just turn to you. And, Lord, we know that they will not be disappointed. Oh, Lord, your goodness is beyond words. So, Father, tonight we just lift up each person here on the prayer line, our speaker, Lord. I don't know who that will be. Lord, we just want to lift up the speaker, that the words brought tonight, Lord, will sink deep into our hearts. They will do a work as only you can do, Lord. And, Father, I pray that we would spend our time in prayer and in the scriptures, Lord. You said the scriptures are a safeguard against deception in the last days, Lord. And we believe we are living in the last days. We don't have much time on this earth. And, Lord, we are grateful we don't have much time on this earth because it has gone crazy, as Sister Brenda was talking about this young man in the store and people fighting and carrying on, Lord. Oh, Father, we just pray that our hearts would be prepared, that our minds would be ready, Lord, to receive your truth so that we will stand in those last days, Lord, strong for you, witnessing for you, Lord, telling others about you, pointing them to our one and only hope, dear Lord. Father, I just do lift up my friend John, Lord. He has Asperger's, Lord, and his mind works differently than most of ours. And Lord, I just pray that you would speak to his mind, Lord, speak to his heart, Lord, that as we study some books of Ellen White and we study the scriptures, Lord, that you would bring those truths home to his heart, that he would hear them, that he would understand them, and that he would obey them, Lord. He has a trouble with authority, Lord. He doesn't like to listen, as most of us are in rebellion many times, Lord. So, Lord, just please bring him out of that rebellion, Lord, that he would listen to you, dear. That you would speak and that he would listen, he would hear, and he would obey. And, Lord, do that for each one of us, Lord, as we hear truths, Lord. I pray that we would not close our ears, but that we would listen and that we would call on you for help to get us through those temptations, those trials, Lord. And, Lord, we know that you will bring us through if we allow you. Lord, we're just grateful for this Sabbath and this prayer line for each person here. We pray a special blessing upon each one, dear Lord. We thank you. We praise you, Lord, in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Rick, for that prayer. Amen. So I will go ahead and open the line for Brother Ricardo, who is our guest speaker, a very wonderful young man who loved the Lord, and his wife, Samantha, an evangelist, as you know, if I may call him. He's just been a real blessing, and I met him in Iron City, Tennessee, over there by Elder Richardson, and it's been such a blessing to meet him and to have a friendship with them and go out to visit the churches and to pass out literature whenever I'm there. So I will, Brother Ricardo, I'm not sure if you're at the 786 number or the other number, the 610 number. Okay, amen, amen. So I'll go ahead and open the line for Brother Ricardo. 610-704, your line is now open. Happy Sabbath.
Happy Sabbath. And thank you so much, my sister. Happy Sabbath, everyone. May God continue to bless all of us. I was blessed by the reading and the songs and also the testimony. What a mighty God we serve. Thanks to another week, he has brought us on our way, even though we are not worthy of it. But we can say God still loves us in spite of our failures, in spite of our shortcomings. And so, brothers and sisters, what the Lord give me to give unto you, I come with reverence, with love in my heart. Time in, we are living in, we need the word of God. Only the word of God is going to be our safeguard. And today's title is The Early and Latter Rain and Righteousness by Faith. I pray, brothers and sisters, you take your pen and your notepad and write these things down. Because God said he's going to send a famine, not for bread and water, but for the hearing of the word of God. And many are going to run to and fro, brothers and sisters, and they will not find these things. So I want you to take these studies to make your own and also go share with others. Amen. So let us go enter into prayer, because I cannot do anything without the power of the anointing of the Holy Spirit. So if you can reverently kneel with me wherever you at, and pray for me. Father in heaven, I come before your presence. Nothing good I have done. I am flesh. I am maggot. I am nothing but a decorated dust. I avail myself to be used by thee. I'm asking you to consecrate and dedicate this prayer line. Lord, I'm asking you to open the hearts, touch the mind, Lord, of your people. Love you, Lord, as I put myself before your presence to be used. I pray I will not be seen or heard. I pray that I will uplift Jesus and his word as well, Lord. And let your will be done. Thank you so much for hearing our prayer. And thank you so much for the presence of your Holy Spirit and your holy angel, like excelling strength that draw nigh to each and every one of us. And help us to focus, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
So the title of the Sabbath again, everyone, the title this evening is The Early and Latter Rain, Early and Latter Rain and Righteousness by Faith. Righteousness by Faith. All right, so let us go to our Bible now. Let us look at John chapter 7, verse 17. John chapter 7, verse 17. We're going to lay a foundation with a few scripture, then we'll go into our subject matter. Jesus said, John chapter 7, verse 17, if any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. Notice what Jesus is saying to us now. If any man will do his will, come right there. What is Jesus' will? How can we know God's will for our whole life? In Psalm chapter 40, verse 8, it reads, my tongue shall speak of thy word for all thy commandments. Let me go to Psalms 40, verse 8. Oh, I forgot that one, Lord. Help me. All right, we'll go to Psalms 40, verse 8. I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart. So what is Jesus' will? His law. So Jesus is telling us this evening, on this Sabbath day, if any man will do his will, all of us want to do Christ's will. But how are you going to find his will? He said, he shall know of the doctrine. What is doctrine? Doctrine is teaching of one's belief. The doctrine is the teaching of the word of God. What is the word of God given for? 2 Timothy 3:16, for all scripture is given by inspiration of God, and it is profitable for doctrine. Notice that word, for doctrine. For all scripture is given by inspiration of God, and it is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. So in the doctrine, it is what profitable for instruction and in righteousness. Let us go back a little bit. Don't read too fast, lest we miss the blessing. It says, for all scripture is given by inspiration of God. That word inspiration means God breathed. God breathed on those who spend time in his presence. God breathed life in your being, brothers and sisters, when you spend time in the word of God, when you open the word of God, when you eat up on the word. Jeremiah 15 verse 16 said, for that word was found and I did eat them. What that word eat means to study. That word was found and I did eat them. That word was rejoicing of my heart, for I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. Jesus says, if any man shall not do his will, he shall know of the doctrine. And this doctrine, you're going to test this doctrine. He says, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. This is not what man wisdom teacheth, but what the Holy Ghost teacheth, beloved. Compare spiritual things with spiritual things. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 13. In a time like this, brothers and sisters, God's people need to hear the word of God. The only thing can uplift the soul in these last days, it is the word of God and his promise. In 2 Timothy 4:2, laying a foundation with the scripture first. 2 Timothy 4:2. She said, preach the word, be instant in season and out of season. Even when the teaching of God's word is not popular, God tell us as ministers, as leaders, as overseer of his church, our Bible study teacher group, he said, preach the word. Because you have a lot of different minds to meet, not with your knowledge, but with the word of God. It is the word of God that converts the heart, change the mind. Preach the word, be instant in season and out of season, with reproof, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. What you're going to use to bring reproof, correction, and rebuke? To doctrine. Which doctrine? The doctrine of Jesus Christ is the word of God, the undiluted word, not a diluted word or watered down, the word of God. So now, remember our title, the early and latter rain and righteousness by faith. What is the faith of Jesus? What is the faith of Jesus? Because in this doctrine, Jesus is showing us his faith, his belief, his principle, his teaching, his promise, and his statutes and his law. So we want to know, what is the faith of Jesus? Because a lot of us, we say, the faith of Jesus is righteousness by faith. But can you prove it? Can you find somebody to the righteousness of Jesus? Let us look into the Bible, beloved. Acts chapter 24, verse 24 and 25. Acts chapter 24, verse 24 and 25. I want to know. And it's read, Acts chapter 24, verse 24 and 25. Give you a little minute to find your scripture. It takes you less than 30 seconds to find your scripture, brothers and sisters. Acts chapter 24, verse 24 and 25, it reads, and after certain days, when Felix came with his wife, Drusilla, which was a Jewish, he sent for Paul. Who sent for Paul? Felix. And heard him concerning the faith in Christ. So who? Paul was exalting himself. No, he was exalting the word of God, Christ, the testimony of Jesus, the faith of Jesus, the life of Jesus. And heard him concerning the faith in Jesus. And had he reason, Paul preaching now, teaching, as a reason of righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come. Paul, what is the faith of Jesus? Righteousness, temperance, and judgment. What a mighty God he says. Temperance, self-control. Or you can look at the health message. So Jesus sent us a message on righteousness. That message was given to his people in 1888. And also temperance, which is the health message. This is the health message. The third angel that coming from the east, which is in the heavenly sanctuary, heaven is paying her a visit with a message. And in this message, it is the power of God. And in this message, we see the righteousness of Jesus Christ's character. And in this message, Jesus gives us a help message. And in this message, if we follow this example, if we have Jesus Christ's righteousness and follow the laws of health, then you and I can be fitted to stand in the judgment, to judge the whole world and Satan and his angels. That's why Jesus is trying to prepare you and I, beloved. That's why Satan is going to try to cause you never to make it, because if he know if you overcome. He know if you get victory over sin. He know you're going to take his place, because one third of the angel would fall, and God tried to redeem back that one third. Are you in that number? Let us continue. And he heard him concerning the faith in Christ, and has a reason of righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come. Felix trembled. What? When Felix hear this message, when Paul preached the everlasting gospel to Felix, Felix trembled. When Paul opened the word of God to Felix, Felix trembled. When you open the word of God, beloved, this evening, are you trembling? Felix trembled when he hear these things of righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come. When he hear this, he trembled on what he did. And answer, go that way for this time when I have a convenient season. Do you know that when you go out there and you knock upon doors and you call and you try to plead with them earnestly, plead with them gently, they say, I am busy. What they are doing? They say, come back at a convenient time, next time. But Felix lost the opportunity to make his calling and election sure. Brothers and sisters, if you hear the voice of the Lord, do not harden your heart. He said, when I have a convenient season, when I have spare time, Paul, I call for you, Paul. Paul, when I have a little time that I can put up my leg, I will just call you, Paul. But that time, he never get that time. That's why Jesus said, I behold, I stand on the door and knock. If Jesus was like some of us, when we go out there on the highways and the byways and people do all manner of stuff to us and we want to give up, what a mercy upon us. A lot of us probation would be closed right now at this moment. But thank God for Jesus. He's still there standing. He's still there pleading. He's still there knocking. Spurring. See if you will open. Please do not harden your heart, beloved. The faith of Jesus is righteousness, temperance, and judgment. And we need the latter rain. Let us look at Hosea chapter 10, verse 12, Hosea. I want to know, how can we obtain this righteousness by faith? How can we receive the latter rain? Hosea chapter 10, verse 12. Hosea, not Isaiah, Hosea, chapter 10, verse 12. Sow to yourself in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon you. This verse, brothers and sisters, is there's a whole study within itself. That's a lot of revelation in this. Don't read too fast. You miss the blessing. Sow to yourself in righteousness, comma. God is saying something right here. What does it mean to sow in righteousness? What does it mean to reap in mercy? What does it mean to break up your fallow ground? That's three questions right there. That's three study in itself. Now let us look. What do you mean to sow in righteousness, Lord? You have to understand right here, God is using agriculture to give you a spiritual application. Some of you who have garden, you may understand, but let me help you out. Look with me to Luke chapter 8, verse 11. Let the Bible speak right here. Luke chapter 8, verse 11. Let us let the Bible speak for itself. Let us exalt the word of God on Jesus Christ. Let Jesus be seen this evening, brothers and sisters, and be heard. Luke chapter 8, verse 11. Please, I pray that you're writing down these things. Luke chapter 8, verse 11. Listen what Jesus said. How we want to know, sow. He said, sow to yourself in righteousness. He said, Jesus speaking, Luke chapter 8, verse 11. Now, the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. The seed is the what? Word of God. So what you're going to sow now in your mind, the word of God. The word of God is your righteousness. Are you sure? Because the Bible says, sow to yourself in righteousness. So you're going to sow righteousness within your heart, in your mind. How can you do that? Are you sure the word of God is righteousness? Show me that in the Bible. Psalms 119:123. Mine eyes shall fail for thy salvation and for the word of thy righteousness. So the word of God is what? Our righteousness. So now the Bible says, sow to yourself in righteousness. Reap in mercy. We are looking at sowing righteousness now. All right. So now let's look at Psalms 119:11. Listen, this is what David said now. So when you sow the word of God in your mind, what the word of God going to do for you? Going to cause you not to do. Listen to what David said. That word I have hid in my heart, in my mind, that I may not sin against thee. So when you sow in what? Righteousness. What this righteousness is going to do for you? That you may not sin against your own body. That you may not sin against the Holy Spirit. That you may not sin against Jesus Christ. This is what the word of God is going to do for you and I. When you put it up in your mind, when you act upon it, when you meditate upon it, it transforms you. Are you sure? Let us see what the Bible says in Psalms 19, verse 7. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. What is the law? The commandment of God. What is the law? His word. What is law? His statutes and his judgment. The law of the Lord is what? Perfect. So what the law of God require? Perfection. But no man can be justified by the law. Because the moment you and I sin, that is death penalty right there. But thank God for Jesus Christ. The law points us to Jesus. And Jesus, by his righteousness, by you believe in his sacrifice and his death and in his word, his promise that he laid down in his word for you and I, you are justified by faith, by acting up on his word. Sow to yourself in righteousness. Reap in mercy. So now when you sow the word of God in your mind, the word of God is going to bring conviction. He's going to show you the areas that you are falling short. So now you need mercy. Now you see your condition. Now you have eyesight. Now the Bible says reap in mercy. What does it mean to reap in mercy? Remember Isaiah, we are breaking down Isaiah chapter 10, verse 12. Reap in mercy. What does it mean to reap in mercy? How can I reap in mercy? We must understand this. Let us go to Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. It reads, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16, let us come boldly before the throne of grace. Pause right there. Why do you come into the throne of grace? Why are you praying? Because you see your need. It is the word of God that causes you to see your need. Let me show you one little bit. Keep your finger at Hebrews chapter 4. It's all about laying foundation, beloved. I don't even prepare this, but the Holy Spirit is just leading me somewhere. But God, to God be the praise. All right, now. Keep your finger at Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. Lord, I just lost my thought. Okay, yeah, so you come back. Thank you, Lord. Romans chapter 2, verse 4. Because why are you coming to the throne? No, because you see your need. Let us read Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace in time of need. When you're going to obtain mercy? Because you see your need. You come and confess in your sin. You come to break up your folly ground. You realize that you are wretched, blind, poor, and naked. And you say, Lord, woe is me. So when you confess in your sin, and you have a contrite and a broken spirit, what God is going to do? He'll look at you. Let us look at Romans chapter 2 now, verse 4. Romans chapter 2. Verse 4, just to show you that it is God's Holy Spirit that leading you to do these things. It's the Spirit of God. Romans chapter 2, verse 4, or despise it those the riches of his goodness and forbearance and long-suffering, not knowing. A lot of us don't know this. Not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee towards repentance. When you sow the word of God in your heart, it leads you towards repentance. God is show you your true condition, your true nature, evil, wicked. You know, the word of God is going to lead you to repentance. On another way, we come to the throne, because a lot of us come to the throne of grace and we have forgiveness in our heart. But the Bible says this, we must do this first. Proverbs chapter 28. Proverbs, because I don't want you to pray. I'm going to show you, beloved, a lot of us, we are entering our prayer because we are keeping these things in our heart. But let me help you. Let me free you today through the word of God. I don't have the power, but the word of God is going to speak to you this evening. Let me use the word of God to free your mind this evening, beloved, because Jesus said in John chapter 6, verse 63, the words that I have spoken to you, no, the flesh profited nothing. The words that I have spoken to you, they are life and they are spirit. What? The words, they are life. This word that Jesus is talking to you about, the word of God that you eat every day, it is life and it is spirit. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 13. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 13. He that covereth his sin shall not prosper, but whoso confess it and forsake them shall have what? Mercy. But who can I, you going to receive forgiveness? By you confessing and forsaking your sin, and you will find mercy. May God help us. Now we just look at, sow to yourself in righteousness, reap in mercy. Right? Break up your fallow ground. What do you mean, break up your fallow ground? Break up your fallow ground. In Jamaica, your mom or dad say, you got to break up your fallow ground. That means you got to change your ways. But let us see what the Bible says. Look at spiritual things. Matthew chapter 13, verse 3-8. Matthew chapter 13, verse 3-8. Matthew chapter 13, verse 3-8. I read, and he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, behold, a sower went forth to sow. Remember now, or do you sow in righteousness the word? Remember Jesus said in Luke chapter 8, verse 11, let us connect. The parable is this, the seed is the word of God. What I am doing with the word of God, I am sowing seed, I'm throwing seed. And I have a lot of different mind, but I pray that I have nothing but good ground mind so you can produce and bear fruit unto the Lord. Verse 4, and when he saw some seed fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Some fell upon stony places where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprang up, and because they had no deepness of earth, and when the sun was up, they were scorched. And because they had no root, they withered away. What is the condition of your mind? You know God. If you want God to look to you every time you speak to him, if you want God to hear you every time you speak to him, let me show you something in the Word of God. Isaiah chapter 66, verse 2. I just show you something, but let me show you this. If you want to be successful in your walk with the Lord, even though when the Bible says some stuff and it go against your regular routine, just do it, beloved. Just do it. Isaiah chapter 66, verse 2. Listen to what the Word of God says. If you want God to hear you every time you talk to him, every time you come to him, let me show you what the Bible says. Isaiah chapter 66, verse 2. For all those things had mine hand made, and all those things have been, and the Lord said, but to this man will I look. Pause right there. God said, to this man, to this woman will I look. Even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit, and trembleth at my what? Word. If you want God to look to you, God say, that man or woman, when they read upon my word and the word of God reprove you and rebuke you and you tremble and you fall in line and say, Lord have mercy. You're talking to me. God say, I will look to you. I will give you strength. I will give you my Holy Spirit. I will give you more grace. I will give you more peace because you follow my word. You walk in my word. God don't want us to know scripture and memorize scripture. No. Just live it, beloved. Live it. If you want to be prosperous in everything that you do, let me show you. Let me show you true success. Let me show you true success. I want to go in my word, Lord, but you tell me somewhere else. But it's okay. All right, let me show you true success. Joshua chapter 1. God don't want his people to be barren spiritually in these last days no more. Beloved, just take heed unto the word of God. The Bible says, if you are willing and obedient, you shall eat of the good of the land. Even when you are disobedient, beloved, even your own garden will be withered. But when you are faithful, beloved, even when you don't have the right soil, beloved, God will enrich the soil and let your fruits and your vegetables, beloved, so healthy. What a mighty God we serve. If you want to be prosperous in spiritual things, you need to follow this condition. When you meet this condition, God will bless you. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. Let us get to the point. Let me show you the Bible, beloved, is your safeguard. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, the word of God. But thou shalt meditate in it therein day and night, that thou may observe, when you observe everything that in the word of God, when you don't but, because a goat buck, are you a sheep? Because a sheep say obey. A sheep always obey. Humble. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate in it day and night, that thou may observe to do according to all that is written therein. Pause. When you meet this condition, what else, Lord? What is my blessing? What is my portion? For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. What? So you're telling me, Lord, if we carefully to observe everything that you say in your word, even though I don't want to do it, but I do it,
because I love you. Not all that obligation, but you have a loving relationship with Jesus. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. What? God's going to prosper you, and he's going to make you have good success. What a mighty God we serve. Let us, that's a blessing right there, beloved. Let us come to our study now. Thank you, Lord. Somebody may say that, my brother, but I'm walking with Lord so many years, but I'm still struggling with sin. I'm still battling with sin. Oh, give me give me hope. Give me hope in the word of God that can comfort me, that I can dwell on this promise of the word of God. Let me give you hope, beloved. Let me give you some hope. In order for us to receive the latter rain, we need to be washed. God wants to wash us from our filthy ways. Go with me to Isaiah chapter 1, verse 16. Go with me, because God's people, we are struggling with sin. And we are striving to get victory over sin on a daily basis. And sometimes we get so discouraged, beloved. But when you get discouraged, you need to go into the word of God, that the word of God can uplift your spirit. Come again. I was about to go in my study, but God turned me somewhere again. Lord, help me. All right, let me be obedient to the Holy Spirit, not to fight with the Holy Spirit. Lord, let me let you lead. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 16. Wash you, make you clean, put away the evil of your doing from before mine eyes. What? What does it mean? Oh, what we need to wash? I need to wash my clothes, Lord. I need to wash my body. God is not saying that. What I need to wash, what God wants us to wash. Oh, can you wash? Wash what? Your heart, your mind. Let us go with me to Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 14. 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 Oh, Jerusalem. Wash thine heart from wickedness. Wash thine heart from what? Wickedness. That thou mayest be saved, how long will thy vain thought lodge within thee? But Lord, how can I get dismissed these evil thoughts? Lord, but I believe your word, Lord. You say, if we confess our sin, you are faithful and just to forgive us of our sin. But Lord, these thoughts still coming. How can I dismiss? Let me give you hope, beloved, through the word of God. The Bible says we must dismiss these vain thoughts. Go with me. How can we what tool we can use to dismiss these thoughts? Second Corinthians. We are dealing with the heart condition, beloved. We need to be cleansed. We can know so much, have so much light, beloved, and inward is dead man, bones, and all these things, beloved. We can look good on the outside, but in the heart is wicked and corrupt. But brothers and sisters, I'm here, beloved. I put the axe at the root to root out, help you to root out these things out of your heart, that you can look in Jesus' face, that you may not run from him to the rock and to the mountain and say, hide us from the face of him that sit on the throne. Let me help you out, beloved, because God's people need hope in these last days. I encourage you in the word of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 to 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 10 to 5. Beloved, I have a study, but God gives you a different study. But anyway. 2 Corinthians 10:3-5. Well, maybe I have to do the original study next time. But God is speaking to somebody, and I pray, beloved. Thank you, Lord, for what you are doing. But I want to do this study, but When you ask God to lead, beloved, don't fight the spirit. Just be humble. Amen? All right, let us read now. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 to 5. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. That means you and I, beloved, we are not each other's enemy. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. What is this weapon? Because God wants us to read his word with revelation. Do you know that one verse can give you such a revelation, can keep you the whole month? You go over it, beloved. God don't want you to just get up in the morning and do your regular routine and read the word of God. Mm-mm. God wants you to, when you read the word of God, when you have your favorite meal, beloved, and you want to take time and eat slowly, God wants you to take time and read upon his word, that it can breathe life in your body, that it can speak to you early in the morning, that it can speak to you on your quiet moment, beloved. And you can hear him speak. You may read this verse 100 times, over 50 times, but this particular time that you read the word, but Lord, I never see it like this. God wants to open the scripture to his people. Spend time in the presence of God. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare, what is this weapon? I want to know. Are not carnal. But you and I, brothers and sisters, do you know that we are carnal? Can you prove that? Romans chapter verse 14. Let me check. Let me go there. I was going to quote it. I don't want to say it wrong. Romans chapter 7 verse 14, I believe. Yeah. We're talking about carnal. We're breaking down the scripture right here. Bear with me now. Romans chapter 7 verse 14. For we know that the law is spiritual. The word of God is spiritual. It is holy. But I am carnal. Who? Me. You and I. We are carnal. And fall under sin. So now, watch this right here. In order for you to understand the word of God, which is spiritual, you need to become what? Spiritual. So you can discern spiritual things. If you are carnal, the spiritual things, they are foolishness unto you, and you do not know them. Why? Because the Spirit of God is not in you or with you. Mercy. Now, let us go back. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 to 4. For the weapon of our warfare are not carnal. What is this weapon now? Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may able to stand against the wiles of the devil. What is the purpose of the word of God? To shield you from the wiles of the enemy, so you may not be deceived. What is your protection? The armor of God, the word of God, is supposed to shield you, to keep you, to preserve you. Go back with me to 2 Corinthians again, chapter 10, verse 3 to 5. For the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds. Remember, I did say, right? A lot of us, we have evil thoughts and all these things, but Lord, every time these thoughts come into my mind, use this scripture as a weapon against evil thoughts, as a weapon against Satan's fairy thoughts that you try to put into your mind, doubts and fear and all of these things. Use this as an aid. Listen now. Casting down imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Every time that an evil thought comes to you, quote this scripture, memorize it from 3 to 5. For though when Satan sought to tempt you, Satan, the blood of Jesus Christ, it is written, for it is written, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God, to the pulling down of stronghold, casting down imagination and every thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. If you quote that scripture and the thought's still there, continue to quote it again. And if not, brothers and sisters, find a hymn. Not these modern Christian hymn that cannot run away the demons. Spiritual prophecy say they are a weapon against Satan's evil fairy darts that he tried to put at you. Use the word of God. Meet Satan with the word of God. Satan, it is written. For though I walk in the flesh, I do not war after the flesh. Though, yes, I am sinful. Though you try to convict me of what I did in the past, but Jesus forgive me. When I accept him as my Lord and Savior, he justified me by his righteousness, by his blood. We have to use the word of God to encourage our own self in these last days, beloved, because the time is coming that you can't even get us no more. You have to stand alone, you and Jesus. But no, when you are washed, because no, remember, the word of God is our weapon, is our armor. But the Bible says we need to wash. But when you are washed, what Jesus said, when you are washed, when you are casting on imagination and bringing every thought into captivity, the obedience of Christ, when you are following the word of God, what Jesus said, John chapter 13, verse 10, I want to know what Jesus said. Let us see what the Master said unto us. John chapter 13, verse 10. Okay. John chapter 13, verse 10. Jesus said unto him, he that is washed needeth not save to wash his feet, but he's clean every whit. And ye are clean, but not all. He was talking Judas at that time. Go with me now. But what God going to use to wash us? Do you know that the word of God is wash you? Let me show you something, beloved. Let me show you how the word of God is powerful. The word of God, if you believe in it, if you sin against your body, if you sin against God, and when you read the word of God and you confess your sins, you better believe it. Hebrew chapter 11, verse 6 says, without faith it is impossible to please God. But he that comes to God, he that what? Comes to God. How do you come to God? In prayer. He that comes to God must believe. What? When you come to God, you what? You must have an expectation. He that comes to God must believe that he was a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Ezekiel chapter 36. Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 25. I'm going to show you the word of God. It cleans you. It cleans you. Watch this. Powerful. Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 25. Listen to what the word of God says. Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 25. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and ye shall be clean from all your filthiness, and from all your idols will I cleanse you. We know that the Holy Spirit is a symbol of water and cleansing. But do you know that the word of God is also cleansing? He's talking about the word of God right here. Listen to what he said. Then will I sprinkle clean water. What is this clean water you're going to sprinkle on me, Lord? What is this clean water you're going to sprinkle on my evil thoughts to cleanse me, Lord? I am wretched, Lord. Give me this clean water that I may not come back no more. Give me this clean water. Let me give it to you. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean from all your filthiness, and from all your idols will I cleanse you. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25. Listen to what the Lord said. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. That he might sanctify. Sanctify what? And cleanse it what? Cleanse it what, Lord? With the washing of what? Water by the what? The word. No, brother, you have to give me more. You have to clarify. You got to make the scripture speak, all right? in John chapter 15, verse 3 now, listen to what Jesus said. Jesus is speaking again now. John chapter 15, verse 3. Let me show you God's word is powerful. John chapter 15, verse 3. Jesus said, you are already cleansed through the words that I have spoken to you. What? Paul, you're telling me that Jesus, your word, if I believe in it, if I act upon it, you're telling me the word is going to clean me? How? How the world going to clean me, Lord? But Lord, I believe in the word all these years, Lord, but I'm still struggling. Okay, my daughter, my son, you're missing something. Let us look at Psalms 119. Psalms 119. Psalms 119, verse 9. Let us compare John chapter 15, verse 3, with Psalms 119. Psalms 119, verse 9. Psalms 119, verse 9. Listen now. We're going to connect. Wherewithal shall a young man or a young woman, you can put it that way, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto, according to the word. To that word. What? Let us reason, beloved. The Bible is saying now, if a young man or a young woman mess up themselves, he said, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. Pause. This word is also going to sanctify you, right? So Jesus is saying that the word I have spoken to you, they are life and they are spirit. And Jesus said in John chapter 15, verse 3, the words that I have spoken, you are only clean through the words that I have spoken to you. But how can I be clean, Lord? Let us compare now. Again, Psalms 119, verse 9. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way by what? Taking heed. When you take heed to what Jesus said, you are what? Clean. Another word for clean is sanctify. Set aside for only purpose. What is sanctify? Sanctify now. John 17, 17. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is what? Truth. Okay, my brothers, I have the Bible. I know the word sanctify. I know the Bible says sanctify. But how can I be sanctified? What agency God going to use to sanctify me? Let us look, beloved. God's people need to hear the word of God. You ain't going to hear me. You're going to hear Jesus' word. There's nothing in me. My opinion means nothing. There's nothing in me. But I'm going to give you life, beloved. Let us read John. Lord, I'm lost my thought. Okay. Romans chapter 15, verse 16. Yeah, Romans. Romans chapter 15, verse 16. Brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, the Satan, the enemy, tried to work to cloud my mind, even though I don't eat anything to cloud my mind. But when you are doing God's will, and you are trying to live in the light, when you are not living the light, Satan laugh at you. But when you are living the light, what are you going to have help? If you are going through the week, beloved, and you have a smooth week, something wrong. So Lord, why is Satan not bothering me? Why is Satan not putting trouble in my life? Do you know that when you sign up for Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you receive him as your Lord, you sign up for war, spiritual war. You have spiritual war and also physical war, beloved. If you are living this Christian life and you are living in luxury and smooth, something wrong. Check yourself. Let us look now, because we know the truth sanctify, right? John chapter 17, verse 17. Truth in itself, we know sanctify. But what agency God going to use to sanctify you and I? Let us look deeply in sanctify. John chapter 15, verse 16. Romans chapter 15, verse 16. Romans chapter 15, verse 16. What agency God going to use to sanctify us? Don't miss this. Don't miss this. That I should be the minister of Jesus Christ to the Gentiles, ministering the gospel of God, that the offering up of the Gentile me might be acceptable, being sanctified by the Holy Ghost. What sanctified the Gentiles, you and I? The Holy Ghost. But now, remember, the Holy Ghost is a being, he is a person. A lot of people don't believe the Holy Spirit. But Jesus said, but he, the Comforter, notice he described him as he is a person. So the word of God, it is truth. We know truth sanctifies. But what God going to use the Holy Spirit to sanctify us? Can the Holy Spirit sanctify you and I without our consent? No. So I must play a part, the Holy Spirit play a part, and God play a part. Right? But what part I need to play so I can be sanctified by the Holy Spirit through the word of God, and I can be accepted in the presence of Jesus? How? What part I need to play? Go with me to 2 John. Let me go there first. 2 Peter, 2 John, Lord. Verse 1. Let me go there quickly. 2 John. Talking about obedience. I'm going to obedience to give you a clue quickly. I think 2 John. I believe 2 John 1. 2 John. Let me see. Okay. But yes, what I'm trying to look for, through obedience, you and I can be sanctified. Through obedience. So I will try to give you the verse, but if I don't find it, I move on. Okay. Lord, help me, Lord. Please let me find this, Lord. All right, let us move on. So we're talking about sanctified. The truth sanctified, yes? And the Holy Spirit also sanctified, but through obedience. But through obedience, you will receive the Holy Spirit. Do you know that if you are not obedient to what God said in his word, you do not have his Holy Spirit? Let me show you something. Go with me to Acts chapter. Okay. 1 Peter 1:2. My sister just helped me with that verse. You know, we are our brother's keeper. May God continue to bless you, my sister. First Peter, let me show you now. Thank you, Lord. 1 Peter 1:2. Yes, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. All right, now, so we know that John chapter 17:17, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Word in itself, we know, sanctify. But what God gonna use? God gonna use that agency, because you know that you and I, our heart is carnal, and we cannot please God. Neither can be, right? Because the heart is desperately wicked above all things. So God gonna use an agency to soften the conscience, the heart, so we can yield to His will, right? So now when God used these three methods and our willingness, we can be sanctified. See what? Obedience. 1 Peter 1:2, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, to sanctification of the Spirit unto obedience. Paul, what to sanctification of the Spirit bring obedience? So through obedience, being obedient to what Jesus said, what the word of God teaches, bring what? Sanctification. This is why you can say you are holy in the presence of God. Remember Isaiah chapter 10:12? Sow to yourself in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground, for it is time. What? For it is time when God's people break up their fallow ground. For it is time when God's people forsake their sin. Then God now, who are you going to receive the latter rain? Then he shall rain righteousness upon you. What are you going to rain upon you? Righteousness. What is this righteousness? Do you know that righteousness is a seal? I never hear that one. Let us go. Go with me to Romans chapter 4, verse 11. In order for you to receive this righteousness, your heart needs to be sanctified. Your heart needs to be circumcised. Let us look at Romans chapter, because I'm going to show you that righteousness is a seal and also righteousness is a garment. Romans chapter 4, verse 11. And he received the sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness of the faith which he had yet been uncircumcised, that he might be the father of them all, that he might be the father of all them that believe, though they be not circumcised, that circumcision might be imputed unto them also. through being up to being obedient to Jesus Christ, you are sanctified on a daily basis. You are justified on a daily basis. That means imputed. Imputed Jesus. Jesus put his righteousness. Imputed means to put his righteousness upon you, his character upon you. So now you see that righteousness is our seal. Abraham in type received this first, second, and third angel. And now you and I under the proclamation of the third. You and I, beloved, when you receive the Holy Spirit, you receive the Holy Spirit in measures. I never hear that one. You receive the Holy Spirit in measure. Let me show you a little bit. That's why you still doubt and all of these things. But what can prevent you from not doubting by your feet upon the word of God? That you study, that you spend quality time so that you can improve and increase in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. This is the knowledge of Christ I'm showing you, beloved. How can you be sealed? How can you receive the seal of God? Because God wants to give you eyesight that you may see so you can receive the seal. For God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, beloved, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus. This is the light that God wants to give you and I to shine in our dark hearts. I never know that my heart dark. Yes, your heart is dark and wicked, even mine, even though I'm speaking to you. For the Bible said the heart is desolate and wicked above all things. Who can know it? Only the Lord. Ephesians 5:8, it says, for though For ye were sometime darkness, but now ye are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Pause. When is it that you come to this light? The light is the word of God. Are you sure? Psalms 119:105, what did it say? The word is a light unto my feet and a lamp and a light and a lamp unto my feet.
Well, lamp unto my feet,
light unto my feet and a lamp. Let me go there. I don't like to mess up God's word. God is a God of order. If you don't remember it, just go there. All right. So God's word is also light. And no, you and I, our heart is wicked, dark. And beloved, I want to shine some light in your heart. Not my light, the word of God I'm giving you. Notice, I don't have anything to give you but the word of God. You remember the man was at the temple begging Peter. Then Peter said, silver and gold I don't have. But what I give you the word of God this evening, beloved. I give you Jesus. Take Jesus. All right, look at Psalms 119:105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Notice now, the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8, for you were sometime. For you were what? Sometime. So sometime is what? In the past, right? You were sometime darkness. But now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Let us break down that a little bit. The Bible says for you were sometime, your conduct, your lifestyle used to be dark. For you were sometime, what we used to do in the past, what is our lifestyle like? Let us see what the Bible says. In Ephesians 2:2, go with me quickly. Ephesians 2:2, I'm talking to the heart, beloved. This is heart revival, heart transformation, beloved. I'm giving you heart surgery that you can see, look into Jesus' face, beloved. That when you call on Jesus, he will not run from you, beloved. The entrance, Psalms 119 as well, Psalms 119:130. My sister, you are really a helper. Psalms 119:130. The entrance of thy word giveth light. The entrance of God's word. What do you mean the entrance of thy word? The Bible. When you open the Bible, line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little, you are comparing, you are searching, you are looking, you are comparing, you are searching, you are turning. This is where you get light. The entrance of thy word giveth light. God wants to shine light in our dark heart. God wants to shine light in our bad behavior. God wants to shine light in our stubborn ways, that we may have eyes out, that we may see, that you think you have on a white garment, but God tried to show you, my daughter, my son, you have on, yes, partially my righteousness, my garment, but that garment that you have on my sister this evening, my brother, my son this evening, it's full of spots, it's full of wrinkles, but I come today, I come to wash you, I come to change you, I come to clean you up, I come to present you faultless before the throne of grace. Jesus is coming, beloved, get ready, get ready. Nothing can uplift the soul in these days. You look on the news, you look to the right, you look to the left, you look up, you look down, you get a call over there, you get a call over there, you get a bad news, brothers and sisters, all these things bring fear in your heart. But the holy fear that you and I need to have in these last days, God said, I never give you a spirit of fear, but love, soul, mind. And also he said, work out your own soul salvation with fear. That is the holy fear that you need to have. Fear looking at yourself. Not fear looking and pointing at the other brother. Fear looking at your garment. Looking up and down. All of these things. You searching your own self. Lord, is it I? Who deny you? Is it I, Lord, full of spot? Is it I, Lord, who profess to know you? But in worthy, Lord, is dead man born? Is it I, Lord, who profess to know all these present truth, but Lord, in my heart, iniquity? Lord, is it I who profess to know you, Lord, but evil and wicked and pride in my heart? Is it I, Lord, who profess to know you, but treating my neighbor all kind of manner of evil ways and say all manner of things against my brother and jacket about them and mar their character and mar their reputation? Is it I? Brothers and sisters, it's time for soul searching. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. Get ready. Get ready. And stay ready. And also get others ready. As we're coming to a close, beloved, I pray Jesus touch your heart. I prepare one message and God give the other. God know what to give. When you spend time in God's presence for hours, Lord, Lord, please use me to speak to your people, Lord. I am wretched. No, Lord, so much thought is going through my mind, Lord, but you qualify me to speak to your people, Lord. But, Lord, I don't want to speak to them, Lord, and me myself be a God's away. And when you come, the opportunity given, what you think you study, God, I see you study that, but my daughter, my son, I'm going to put words in your mouth. Do you know that when you avail yourself to use by God, God said, do not premeditate what you're going to say, but God said, I will put the words in your mouth. And when I put the words in your mouth, they cannot even gainsay you. I will put life in your mouth and to speak to my people. Don't these people, they are wood, but my word, they are fire. My word, they are like they're going to burn within their heart and break up the folly ground. My word is going to bring conviction to cause them to see their own wicked ways in these last days. Jesus is coming and he wants to pour his righteousness on you, beloved. But he shows us our latest fear and condition. We say we are rich. We're rich with the spirit of prophecy. We're rich with this revelation. But you are poor in spirit, poor in mercy, poor in love, poor in kindness. May God help us, beloved. Jesus is coming. I'm not going to force the Holy Spirit. Let God continue to lead. Lord, what else do you want me to give your people, Lord? What else do you want me to give to your people? Beloved, Jesus loves you. He cares about you. He don't want to lose you. Satan tried to destroy you. Because Satan knows if you are dying in your sin, that's it for you. But Jesus is the mighty conqueror. Satan has no power over you, beloved. The word of God is full of power, anointing, beloved. Feast upon it, read upon it, memorize it, act upon it, walk it, talk it, beloved. Make it saturate your mind, beloved. Fill up your mind, your heart with the word of God. It's true success. God tells Joshua, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate upon it day and night. Yes, you can meditate and study, but God tells Joshua, you must observe to do all, Joshua, all Seventh-day Adventists, all that profess the name of Christ. You must observe to do all, not some. All that is written therein. Then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. And then thou shalt have good success. God wants to open up the windows of blessing. But beloved, you and I, our own sin, have withhold good things from us. Our own sin going to withhold a lot of rain from us. Our own sin going to cause the sealing angel to pass us. Our own sin going to cause the seven last plague to fall upon us. Our own sin going to cause our loved one to say, if you know this, why you never say anything? Our own delaying, beloved, people of God need to hear message like this in these last days. No watered down message. Too much of our ministers preaching self, but the spirit of prophecy said they will have it thus. We are told the ministers to weed out storytelling out of their sermons and preach the word of God because they have so much mind to meet that they can bring in seed to the master. Beloved, I stand between life and death. Beloved, when I finish speak unto thee, I have to go weep before the porch on the altar and say, Lord, what did I not say? Because, brothers and sisters, your blood will not be upon my hand. I'm trying to tell you all that God has given to me so you can apply it to yourself because Jesus loves you. What a mighty God we serve. I want to look up in that lovely face, Jesus, who wakes me up each and every day, even when I sin against my own self, even when I am lazy to get up and to pray and to read. This lovely Jesus who still protect me on the highways and the byways, who open up doors of opportunity for you and I, who give us a roof over our head, transportation to go from point A to point B. This lovely Jesus who caused many of us to come into the country, and those of you who are preparing to come into the country, this lovely Jesus, many of us going to run from him to the rocks and to the mountains and say, hide us from the face of him that sat on the throne. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. Get ready, get ready, because his day is gloom and blackness of cloud, beloved. The coming of Jesus is not a bright sunny day, brothers and sisters. The Bible says, who can stand in the day, in that day? But brothers and sisters, if you have Jesus Christ's righteousness, if you appropriate his righteousness, if you come up short and fall wanting and weighing the balance and fall short, beloved, woe unto us. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. Wake up. Wake up. Out of your lethargy and lukewarm, careless, indifferent ways. Jesus is coming. Husband and wife, children, parents, brothers and sisters, uncle, niece and nephew, neighbor, wake up. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. This wicked world that you see, beloved, gonna burn with fire and heat, beloved, and nothing will survive, beloved. Beloved, if you do not have the seal of God, Jesus' presence will burn out your eyes. You're gonna stand on your feet, and brothers and sisters, by looking at his presence, your tongue will burn out at his socket. Your eyes will burn out at his socket, beloved. Seven last plague will pour out on you, but Jesus is coming. Jesus is pleading. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Get all, everything ready and everyone ready and remain ready. Jesus of Nazareth is coming. But he give us a message to prepare us to meet him. He pleading with us to get ready. We are without excuse. We are without excuse. Song says, it's nobody's fault but mine. Nobody's fault if we are lost. Nobody's fault if we come up short in the day of judgment. Nobody's fault but is mine. Nobody's fault. We cannot blame mother and father, but we have to blame ourselves. Jesus laid on his word. Jesus loved you so much. No matter what the broken heart, the tears that you shed, Jesus stored up in heaven. Beloved, the day you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, everyone who come in the service of God, their name is written in the book of life. But if you do not maintain that name, beloved, it will be removed. If you get careless and different, Jesus is coming. In these last days, the only thing can uplift the soul is the word of God, the love of Jesus. In spite of your situation, in spite of your past, Jesus loves you. Remember the thief. He does all these things. He thief and rob and cause the whole community, put the whole community in uproar. But he said, Jesus, remember me. That is prayer. That is only prayer. But Jesus understands the depth of his heart. Jesus said, today you will be with me in paradise. Beloved, repent of your sin. Repent. To repentance bring conversion. Let us read the last scripture on the close. Give it back over to our sister. Let us read the last scripture. Acts chapter 3, verse 19. Heart condition, beloved. Next time, God open up opportunity again. We will go over the study. I don't even touch on this study, but God, to be praised. I know somebody blessed today. Acts 3:19. It's our last scripture. Let us contemplate and meditate upon these things. Remember, he that confess and forsake his sin shall find mercy. For he that covereth his sin shall not prosper. Acts chapter 3, verse 19. Okay. Let me go there right quick. Repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the time of confession shall come from the presence of the Lord. This is when you come before the throne. You're going to go before the throne. But Jesus is saying, repent. You therefore, and be converted. We just sow the word of God in our mind, in our heart, and the word of God show you your need, and the word of God going to lead you unto repentance. And through to repentance, bring conversion, that your sins may be blotted out when the time of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. This is dealing with the latter rain. This is dealing with the most holy place of the heavenly sanctuary where Jesus is at, interceding on our behalf. Time when we look on the early and latter rain and righteousness by faith, because we want to know, next time, we want to know how the latter rain going to fall. I'm going to show you in the Bible how it's going to fall through the teaching of God or through doctrine. Not false doctrine, but doctrine of the word of God. We want to know how the latter rain, God's people are going to receive the latter rain. These are the things that we need to know. How we're going to be sealed in these last days. Because we are told that in the spirit of prophecy, the latter rain is going to be fall, but many will not recognize it. In other words, a lot of God's people, they are lacking spiritually. They are not hearing the message that can prick the heart, that can agitate them to be uncomfortable when they sit in the pews, that when they hear this message, they hear God speaking to them, whipping them spiritually, humbling their heart, breaking up their heart, that they cry out and say, Lord, save me from my wretched, wicked, stubborn ways, Lord. Yes, I am not being submissive to my husband. Yes, Lord, my husband is being rebellious. My children are being rebellious. But brothers and sisters, do your part, do your best, and watch God do the rest. It's because of hard heart and stubbornness that caused all of us in this predicament that we are in. But I pray the way we come, we will not leave the same. I love you all, and I'm telling you the truth because I want to see all of you. I may not see you. I may hear your voice. You may hear my voice. But if we are faithful and we'll meet it in heaven, do you know that we're going to recognize each other? But we call it that you, my sister. I hear you say, sister, that I never see your face. Wow, you're looking so young. My sister, look at your garment. You are so shining. Look at your star. How did you get here? Brother Ricardo, you remember you were preaching, boy? I hear you. I hear you, and God speak to you. And I when I come off the phone, I was full of tears, and I go in my closet, and I was crying, and I was weeping, and I was saying, Lord, save me, Lord. I'm walking with you all these years, Lord. But I think I'm all that, but Lord, you show me that I am not there, I'm not ready. Brothers and sisters, the Bible says we are overcome by the word of our testimony. A lot of us, brothers and sisters, we're going to see each other. Everyone's going to be full of surprise. We're going to see each other in heaven and say, my brother, you here, Elder? Pastor, you here? Wow. And brothers and sisters, what a joy. What a joy. That day is real. It is not far-fetched. Keep your mind on heavenly things. If we are risen with Christ, let our mind be in heaven. Think about in heaven or Jesus of your crown in heaven. Think about Jesus of your nice garment. Some of you ladies, I know you like your garment, your clothes well fitted and present certain way and so certain way. I love the style, but Jesus know your style, my sister, my brothers. Some of you, you maybe like your suit certain way, but Jesus have a special garment. And this garment, you're going to wear this through eternity. Are you going to love this garment? Some of us, we have a special garment attire that we have, we love. But brothers and sisters, Jesus have a special, beautiful, wonderful garment for you, brothers and sisters. You're going to love so much because when you look on this garment, you're going to say, it is not my righteousness, but it is the righteousness of Jesus Christ that caused me to be here. Jesus wants to give you and this, you and I, this righteousness. And brothers and sisters, not only that, a new name. Brothers and sisters, not only that, Jesus is going to cause you and I to walk on street of gold. Can you imagine you are walking on gold, brothers and sisters? Your street is gold. My sister, some of you like diamonds and pearls. My sisters, your wall is going to be diamonds and pearls and all these beautiful things in heaven, my sisters. Some of you ladies, you like flowers. Jesus is going to give you flowers. You ain't going to worry about your husband give you flowers and they droopy and they fade away. Jesus is going to give you flowers in heaven, my sisters, my sisters. And these flowers, when you pick them, they will not fade away. They will remain fresh. They will remain with life in them, beloved. My sisters, you will never see death. Nothing will die in heaven anymore. You will not experience old age. You will not experience wrinkles. You will not experience depression and all of these things. You will not experience sickness and disease no more, beloved. This is what Jesus has in store for each and every one of us. Brothers and sisters, let us try to seek these things that are in glory. But I pray. Let us pray. Father in heaven, you have used me such a time like this, Lord. I thank you to use me to speak to your people. Thou art worthy to be praised and to be uplifted. Your people, see Jesus this evening. I pray that they may grab of Jesus' hand by faith and say, Lord, help me, Lord, help me. I need more of you, Lord. Give me your righteousness, Lord. I pray for the early and latter rain, Lord. I pray, Lord, that we may clean our vessel. We may clean the vessel upside down, Lord. Upside up, Lord, that we may receive the early and latter rain in these last days. Lord, we want to be seen, Lord. Lord, we are struggling with sin. We are struggling with all these things in our life, Lord. Give us the power of the Holy Spirit, Lord. Give us a willing heart. Give us a new spirit. Create in us a clean heart, oh God, I pray that we may walk in thy statutes and in thy law. Lord, we want to be spiritually fruitful, Lord. We do not want to be barren no more, oh Lord, I pray. Help us to be prosperous and have good success in the areas that you want us to be, Lord. Please, Lord, help us not to be more unfruitful, but help us to be fruitful. Lord, as we are but depart from the phone, Lord, I pray that your Holy Spirit will not depart from each and every one of us. But, Lord, we will meditate upon these things. We will go over these scriptures and read upon your word, Lord. And I pray that when we are reading, Lord, you will give us more revelation that, Lord, your people, they can share this with each other and to share the light of the glory of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What a wonderful, powerful message that the Lord used you, my brother, to share. Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord for you, and thank you for being a willing vessel. As you said, you had something else planned, but the Lord lead you otherwise. In Job chapter 23, verse 12, it said, neither have I gone back from thy commandments of thy lips. I have esteemed the word of thy mouth more than my necessary food. Lord, it'll have to come to a day that we have to really say this, believe this, and do this. Esteem the word of God more than our necessary food. And also in Revelation chapter 3, God want us to sit with him in his throne. In verse 18, it said, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich with right raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that thy shame, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, said the Lord, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous therefore, and repent. God is calling for each and every one of us to repent. May the Lord help us to truly repent, to truly confess our sins, to truly rent our heart and not our garment, and ask the Lord for a heart of flesh and remove this heart of stone. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Brothers and sisters, I pray that you are blessed, that you have all these scriptures. I have so many scriptures down, and I have to go over them and reread them, and I was just praising the Lord and thanking him for his for the word that he has given us, and for using Brother Recorder. Okay, may you have a very happy Sabbath, and good night to each and every one of you. I hope to hear you or see you back here next Sabbath. And also, don't forget Sunday night, the first day of the week, and also on Thursday night, we're here again. May God bless you. God truly love you. Thank you. Amen.